Good morning, everyone. We are continuing this morning with our series on awareness and omnipresence. In the last presentation, we looked at the Shum concepts of awareness as both Ni'if and E'if. So we'll start with a review of those. This is Gurudeva's commentary on it. E'if is awareness traveling, flowing constantly in the fifth and fourth dimensions. Unless one is totally aware, one is not at all conscious of the happening, but only conscious of Ni'if and its flow. Then in deep meditation of E'if and its flow. There are times when Ni'if changes places with E'if, and the change is unnoticed until afterwards. This is when one begins to see intuitively that which is in the fourth and fifth dimensions. This collage, then, is when we are completely aware in the fifth and fourth dimensions, such as in Mamsani or Mambashum. When Ni'if is flowing in daily life, being aware of fifth, fourth, third, and second dimensions, E'if is flowing in the fifth and fourth independently. This accounts for intuitive flashes. When an Ache works on a Mamsani or Mambashum, the Nalif vibration is E'if, continuing within the areas and neighboring areas of the Mamsani or Mambashum, while Ni'if is totally aware in other areas. When the Nache goes into the Mamsani or Mambashum, again Ni'if changes places with E'if, and a place of seeing deeper into related areas than did occur in the previous meditation. These E'if became conscious of during Nalif. Interesting related event to this presentation, which we've been working on these concepts for a number of weeks now. We have two Zoom satsangs. One is hosted by our Singapore group of members, and the other is hosted by our Northern California group of members. Each one does things a little differently. The Singapore group, a few weeks ago, after my talk, before my talk, there's bhajan, and there's about 80 participants, so bhajan might be someone in Singapore, someone in the USA, someone in Mauritius, India. It's a very international group that's participating. So they have bhajan, then I give a talk, and then afterwards, in this instance, they were playing a video of Gurudeva on sadhana and pilgrimage. And it relates perfectly to what we're talking about Ni'if and how it works in the background. If a devotee, this is Gurudeva, if a devotee is not doing his sadhana, he is not digesting the teachings once he takes them in. You quote something from the lesson today that has to be digested. You have to take it through all the processes of your inner mind, which happens automatically on sadhana, in the background. You all have computers. There's the foreground of the computer, and a lot more happens in the background. As you're doing your sadhana, the sadhana may be very repetitious, and it may be very boring. It's supposed to be. It was alive. Gurudeva had an audience, and he got a big laugh at that one. It's supposed to be boring. But in the background, your superconscious mind is putting information in your subconscious mind, and you're beginning to understand the depths of the teachings. So he's talking about the activities of E'if. In the background, the superconscious mind is putting information in your subconscious mind. So that's E'if. Have you ever read a verse from the Vedas? This is from the Vedas, question mark, meaning wasn't understandable on first reading. It's unclear. Probably the translation is wrong. But you read it, you took it in. A month later, you happen on the same verse and it's absolutely clear. It's not only clear, you can explain it and give your own bhasya on it to someone else. Now, how did that happen? That happened because you digested the teachings within yourself, because you did your regular daily sadhana, and in the background, the superconscious is working through the subconscious, which we call the sub-superconscious, and the light of understanding is there, and you would say, I always knew that. So Gurudev is bringing in the term sub-superconscious, so we define that in our lexicon. Sanskrit is anukarana chitta. Anukarana chitta. The meaning is the superconscious mind working through the conscious and subconscious states, which brings forth intuition, clarity, and insight. There's an exercise I frequently use in seminars when talking about tapping into the sub-superconscious intuition. So I'll read my exercise. So it's specifically you're tapping into the sub-superconscious intuition to solve a problem, to get an insight. At night, just before going to sleep, write down the problem. Make sure how you have described it is accurate and complete. If not accurate and complete, then rewrite it until you have achieved accuracy and completeness. Go to sleep with the expectation that the answer will come to you from your intuition in the morning, soon after arising. And once you get good at it, it does. This, of course, requires that the subconscious not be upset or congested. And it's interesting that there's a Shum word for this process. I didn't know the word till I looked it up. Dabarehnam. One, this portrait refers to the sub-superconscious area of the mind. Two, a practice for awakening answers. The beginning method is to ask the question to oneself, but without trying to reason or guess the answer. Very good point. Let the question be held by the subconscious mind for a time. At an unexpected time, the superconscious, through the subconscious, will give the answer to the conscious mind. Same process. There's a related explanation of how these areas of the mind relate in our definition of nikashum. We all know nikashum, withdrawing energy into the spine in meditation, but it explains relationship of the subconscious to the sub-superconscious very nicely. Nikashum, one, the art of withdrawing the energy into the spine through the use of pranayama. Two, names the process of drawing the magnetic energy from the subtle nerve fibers, nadis, which surround the body into the spine. Three, when a devotee enters meditation, the energy is drawn from the conscious mind into its subconscious. Four, then the energy of the subconscious is drawn into the sub-superconsciousness. Five, when this happens, the devotee becomes conscious in the inner states of mind. So that's just another way of saying you're switching from ni-imph into i-if. Then this last idea, this is a very interesting one, about the merger of i-if and ni-imph and how it relates to the experience of kai-if. The Shum word for this, calm leaf ba, calm leaf ba. 1. Sahasrara chakra layers. 2. This portrait defines fluctuating between the many layers of the Sahasrara for the flow of Yif. 3. Only when Yif and Ni'im merge can Kayif be experienced fully and completely. 4. This portrait names the blending of these states of awareness as Si'if, astral sight, and Insof, simultaneously aware of two areas of the mind, flow into Ni'imf, and then into Yif. 5. This experience of Kayif will have an effect upon the entire nerve system and in the cells of the body. 6. This portrait is the merger of Yif and Ni'imf as Si'imf, subconscious preoccupation, and Si'if, astral sight, flow into Ni'imf, then into Yif. This then is the process as seen and felt of the fluctuation of the two states of awareness, Yif and Ni'imf, as they appear to jump around or are unsettled in the sixth and seventh dimensions of the mind. 8. The merging and holding in merger and the fluctuation just before merging is what this portrait names. Very interesting. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.